This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the 2022 Florida Economic Development Conference here at the beautiful Hilton St. Pete Bayfront in downtown St. Pete. I'm telling you, if you haven't been to downtown St. Pete, you got to get over here. Beautiful city, beautiful downtown, beautiful marina area. But for us, we're working. We're talking to an awful lot of economic development professionals from across the state and making sure that we are figuring out all the resources and assistance programs that are available to small businesses and reporting it to you, our listeners. We've got with us during the conference our good friend and co-host. We've got Dr. Herb Ricardo, standout business school professor at Indian River State College. Again, thank you for co-hosting with us over here in St. Pete.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here. It's great to be in the area.
So, again, we've been talking to, all kinds of folks here with the Economic Development Conference, suppliers, vendors, presenters, economic development professionals. But I want to bring a good friend on and to talk more about some real hospitality issues. It's our good friend, Gene Schroeder, who serves as the Director of Group Sales here at the Hilton St. Pete Bayfront. Gene, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Hey, Andrew, Tom. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I just thought we're here. We're using all these facilities. We got hundreds of people in your conference center. I just wanted to give a little bit of time and a little shout out to actually your property and what's going on here in St. Pete. But start us off, Gene, with, I guess, a little bit of your pathway into hospitality and sales.
That's an interesting pathway. I actually was originally from New York City, and I had a different career and a different life. I was a medical malpractice insurance adjuster for a lot of years in Manhattan, and I relocated to the wonderful state of Massachusetts. I was living on Cape Cod, and the economic driver on Cape Cod is tourism. So I went back to college as an adult and got a degree in hotel restaurant management and dabbled around here in the culinary arts for a little while, which wasn't my forte, and ended up into the hotels, and which eventually brought me down here to Florida. I realized it was getting a little cold up in the New England states, and come down to the Sunshine State and do my ply down here. And so I've been in the industry about 20, 25 years now.
Wow, nice. So obviously, I can't help but ask, the question that you've been asked, I'm sure, half a million times in the last 6 months. But hospitality took a beating through the pandemic. Kind of tell us where we are now in terms of hospitality. Obviously, you're back open, your conferences are booking again.
Absolutely.
Kind of where are we in the area of group sales in hospitality nowadays?
We are very fortunate, obviously, because we're in the state of Florida. So where a lot of the northern states, things were closed for an extended period of time, and on the West Coast, we have seen a huge resurgence of business right now. I mean, the leisure travel was the first thing to come back, which, has driven the weekends and driven rates, obviously. But definitely groups are on the rebound. We're doing very well, as you can see. This group itself here has exceeded our expectations as far as the attendees, and I'm seeing that with future groups. So we're very excited, as you hit the nail on the head. I mean, 2020 is a black hole for us, and it was a long climb out in 2021. So 22, we're rebounding well, and we still have a lot of programs, obviously, that we've moved from the pandemic dates into 23, 24. So they'll eventually work their way through.
Nice.
But we're very pleased with the way it's come back, and definitely it has allowed us to come back full service with daily housekeeping, as well as opening up the restaurants and the bars and getting food and beverage back. I can remember the days in 2020 when I came back and I was banquet server and setting up ballrooms and doing coffee breaks.
Wow.
So it's nice to be able to have all the staff back.
And what are you hearing from your counterparts? I know you, like you said, it's a big world, but a small group. You're hearing the same things from other, you know, hospitality providers, that they're seeing the resurgence, things coming back.
Absolutely. Everybody's busy. Sometimes, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It's good to be busy. Sometimes we get too busy.
Right. Nice. Talk to us about the actual property here. Beautiful property, great conference facilities.
Yep.
Talk to us a little bit about the Hilton St. Pete Bayfront.
Sure. We have a spectacular property here, a great product. We are definitely a convention-driven hotel. We have a great rooms-to-space ratio with 333 guest rooms on property with about 35,000 square feet of meeting space. All the meeting space is on one floor. And as you're going to discover, we sit right in the heart of the downtown waterfront in St. Pete. So you're steps away from a wide variety of all different types of restaurants, bars, retail. And St. Pete, for a very small city and coming from big metropolitan cities in New York, I mean, we're home to 7-8 world-class museums within a 6-block walk of this property. So it all depends on what the groups are looking for. But if they're coming in with their families and want some leisure time, we're only 20 minutes from the Gulf beaches. And then there's a wide variety of things to do within walking distance downtown. So it's great to say you can come here, leave your car parked, and you really don't need it to get around and have yourself a good time.
Wow. That actually sounds great. That sounds great. I'm going to pull it back a little bit more to the business side a little bit. And tell me a little bit about how's your hiring been as far as personnel and everything else. We know that there's been, you know, a little bit of a downturn with trying to get employees, and it's been a little bit difficult. Tell us a little bit about how things have been going for you.
The struggles are real, and I'm sure it's not just us. It's throughout the industry where it's very difficult to get staff back. Because of the pandemic, many people were laid off for months, if not years, and have ventured off and found other avenues of employment because they couldn't wait until they got called back. So it was finding people to come back, and you know, it's definitely been a struggle.
Yeah. In the couple of hours that I've been over here, it's been absolutely terrific with your staff. They have been absolutely wonderful, from the registration to helping me out with my room and everything else. So I think they've been doing a really great job.
That's good to hear, because it's putting the right people in the right positions and getting qualified help that has the heart for hospitality, because it's not an easy job sometimes.
Yeah.
And you have to have the right personality in the right places to deal with the clientele and create that experience, because that's what we're here to do, create experiences. Mm-hmm. Come in, enjoy yourself, enjoy the city, and then we're just here to accentuate that and help you enjoy yourself and have a good time while you're here.
Talk to us a little bit about the mix of your clientele. Are we getting, obviously Florida's a hub for those organizations maybe outside of the state of Florida, but there's also a very strong Florida Association group. Where do you see a lot of your meetings coming from? Is it more from outside, or is a lot of those, are they statewide organizations?
It's a mixed bag of tricks. I handle the association market and government for the property. So I'm very much entrenched. I've been doing it for 20 years now with the Florida State Association, as well as, you know, your national and international associations. Florida State Associations, because of the way their businesses are run, have to meet within the state and they rotate around the state. We tend to be situated in a good spot because we are in the center of the state. So when they're pulling their attendees from the north and the south of the state, we're in that good central location between Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando, Daytona, in that area. So we tend to be a good attraction for the state association. And of course, for the national associations, everybody loves to be in Florida in the winter months, January, February, March, April. They want to beat the cold, and we're better to be in the sunshine state.
Right. Nice. And I have to, you know, before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about folks we knew, and you know, we had common friendships, and you actually, of course, like you said, big world but small group. You actually knew my sister and have worked with her in the hospitality industry.
Absolutely, it is a small world, and over the years, I mean, you've been in it as long as I have. I I definitely have a lot of connections. I've met a lot of people over the years, and we move around.
Right.
And it's a very interesting industry. I love it. I have a passion for it. And if you love to travel, where better to be?
Right. And I guess my last question is, you said your company has some properties in Alaska. Is there any discount program there for people that interviewed you on a podcast or anything?
There you go. Well, we can have a sidebar conversation on that.
Yeah. Might want to check out one of your properties in Alaska. So, Gene, in closing, just again, remind us where we are. What's contact information for this hotel? Have you got a website where people can check it out? It's a beautiful property.
Sure. We are located in the heart of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. We're just a step outside is the Tampa Bay Marina, as well as the Rowdy Soccer Stadium. Yes, we can be located at www.hilton.com. That's the Hilton website, and look for downtown St. Petersburg. And for those listening, we hope to see you here in St. Pete, and you know, maybe other opportunities to host your conferences and meetings here.
Nice.
And Tom, if I could just say one thing, pool is beautiful. You have got one of the nicest looking pools.
Appreciate that. I love
the way, you know, you make the corners and everything else. So that's great. It's a beautiful pool.
Thank you. Beautiful property.
Yep. Beautiful property, Gene. Great work. And thank you for hosting the 2022 Florida Economic Development Conference here.
The pleasure is all ours.
Listen, we're happy. It was a great place to come and bring Small Biz Florida.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, it is Small Biz Florida coming to you from the Florida Economic Development Conference here at the Hilton St. Pete Bayfront. Gene, again, we appreciate your time.
Pleasure to be here.
So with that, stay tuned. We're going to bring you more from the FEDC 2022 conference.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.